More than 540 same-sex couples were legally married during the second week of May last year after the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage was struck down by Pulaski County Circuit Court Judge Chris Piazza. Further licensing stopped, however, and their status was halted after a stay was ordered by the state Supreme Court with the case under appeal. But last week, Pulaski County Circuit Court Judge Wendell Griffin authorized those marriages to be recognized and entitlements to proceed. Judd Deere is Communications Director for Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge.
As with any court ruling, we have advised state agencies to follow the order of the court.
Deere said the Attorney General is evaluating her options regarding an appeal of Judge Griffin's decision currently. But for now, Arkansas's married same-sex couples are privy to more than 1,000 benefits, rights, and protections, including shared Social Security, taxes, health coverage, even immigrant visas. But some couples are reporting obstacles, like newlywed Jennifer Rambo, who married her partner, Karen Seaton, on May 10th, 2014.
Well, we went into the Social Security Administration office here in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and after waiting, you know, a little while for the line, we saw our clerk, and she unfortunately looked up all the information she could on her computer and went and talked to some others, and she came back and told us the sad news that at the moment they don't have any information whatsoever that they can process our paperwork. Just said that as of right now, no one in the office knows, has any word or permission to do that, to process our name change, which is what we went in for, is to change our last name.
This is the second time Jennifer Rambo and Karen Seaton were denied their married Social Security benefits. The historic pair, the first lesbians to secure a marriage license in Arkansas in the Western District of Carroll County, Eureka Springs, have been forced to wait for over a year to start processing joint benefits. And the name change is just the beginning.
We have been looking into sperm banks and such to begin adding to our family. We're really excited to do that. And we've been kind of holding off on really researching into it because most of the, you know, the banks around here and stuff say they have to have a husband and wife or a married couple. And so we're really confused about that all. And we're also starting a snow cone trolley, a shave ice trolley business that we're going to go to festivals and stuff. It's kind of something that's been in the family for a while, and now we're buying it from her parents and going to start it on her own. But with the name change, it sounds like a minor detail, but it's very hectic with all these different, you know, accounts. And so those two things, the business and the family planning, are something we are really looking into.
Couples in Fayetteville, Little Rock, Hot Springs, and Conway are also reporting similar barriers. Social Security is federally administered, and under Windsor, the U.S. Supreme Court decision that struck down a part of the Defense of Marriage Act in June 2013, the federal government must now recognize same-sex marriages legalized across various states. Sarah Schultz-Lackey is communications director for the Social Security Administration Dallas region, which encompasses the state of Arkansas.
We are closely following changes in state law and working to update our instructions in this rapidly changing landscape. We are working with the Department of Justice to apply the changes in law to our programs and policies and publish new changes and instructions for processing claims affected by the changes.
LGBT civil rights expert Daniel Weatherby is assistant professor of law at the University of Arkansas.
Every day that this Social Security office, as an arm of the federal government, does not recognize the same-sex marriages legally performed in the state and now recognized by the state of Arkansas thanks to Judge Griffin's recent ruling. They are violating the Supreme Court's precedent set by its 2013 decision in U.S. v. Windsor.
Arkansas's 500-plus standing same-sex marriages are novel in an emerging landscape where 37 states plus Washington, D.C. have sanctioned and entitled such unions. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.